This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. It seems like every week or so I come across a preacher promoting his new ministry. There is typically a catchy biblical name given to the ministry with full-fledged marketing, America's new powerful preacher. I have no problem with preachers bringing their ministries global or national, or with becoming more effective. I think if there were more effective preachers, then there would not be so few preachers we go to learn about Scripture. I also think it is great that new preachers rise up and fill the voids left by retired or deceased preachers. But by and large, you're going to see something in common. These preachers don't address ethics. That is, they by and large deal with internal issues, not external societal rules and norms. They focus on the internalized relationship one has with God, but not how to express that relationship via ethics. It is true that on occasion a preacher will venture into the marriage issue or abortion issue, but listen for yourself. Preachers don't venture further into society rules and norms, and they especially don't deal with civil law. Now, the counter to what I'm saying here, that preachers deal with morality and not ethics, is that spreading the gospel is paramount, that it is the spark that starts the fire. I agree with that, though, because the fire is what informs someone about the gospel. What I mean is, ethics are a function of the gospel. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 1:8, "But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully." Paul's words are not restricted to the Old Testament law. External norms and rules and civil law also help inform us about what should be taking place inside ourselves. But ethics also answer another practical question. After someone becomes a Christian, he or she must now be able to answer, "Now what?" So whether you are a fireman, an insurance broker, a truck driver, or a stay-at-home mother, you have to look to Scripture to determine what the norms and rules and civil laws should be for your particular calling. Yes, I think it is great that new preachers rise up. But where are the preachers willing to address ethics? I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting the ethic of civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.